ki favak.
Heavenly Father, we are here for you.
Rirainai sanendan tro ye tu sai wan now.
Come and speak to us this morning.
Tungava irisa kam nayam timarenti.
Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch hearts here.
Fanai masno mangata kanau atenai kaske fuyeto now.
And heal us, Lord.
The strand kuzai tumpua.
Heal us when we're sick in our bodies.
Strand zaire va mismarare om fatanai.
But also heal us when we're sick in our emotions.
Kanefa yanku strand zaire va mararan fitsepunai.
Heal us if we've got sick attitudes.
The strand kuzai va manana tueta marari.
Help us, Lord.
Ampuzai tumpua.
In Jesus' name.
Amnenaran Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I want to speak about relationship with yourself. It's part of all the relationships we have. We have a relationship with ourselves. And I want to encourage you this morning that God is going to be working in your life and He will never stop. As long as you allow Him, He will work to redeem and sanctify and improve your life. But He does it from the inside out. And so often we want God to improve the circumstances around us. Give us more money. And God just doesn't do that. But He comes on the inside and He works there to bring strength of character. So, I've been teaching at the school in the last year or two. Just part-time, and I've recently stopped. But the other day, one of the school children came past and they asked me, "Why are you always smiling?" I didn't even know I was. So I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes, you always look happy." I'm not pretending, I usually do feel happy. Thirty years of God working on my life, I'm starting to realize He's accomplishing something. I remember being an emotional, negative, depressed teenager. Couldn't see the purpose of life, wasn't happy with the world, hated lots of people around me. Angry some days, happy other days. Pessimistic, generally negative. But nowadays, I'm generally optimistic. And even on a bad day, I don't give up hope. And sometimes I'm carrying a heavy load, but my face won't show it. Because my heart isn't crushed. I have a living hope in Jesus. Right now, there's a friend of mine in South Africa who may have only a few days left to live. She's dying from cancer. A wife with little children, younger than mine.
Then we vehivavy ary vady na olona mananjanaka kely mbola kely madinika noreo anareo.
And everyone's praying for a miracle.
Then retraretra miara mivavaka hoe mba hisy fahagagana.
And if God doesn't come through,
there are water katsi tsi mamoka nazy reo amin'ny alalan'izay andriamanitra.
She only has days left.
The and vits sisany sain.
These are heavy things.
Zavatra mavesatra izany.
But they don't have to break us when we know our God.
Kanefa tsy tokony amotika antsika izany rehefa fantatrantsika ny andriamanitrantsika.
And we don't have to be miserable and like show off how painful life is.
Tsy tokony hoe maramariky betsika dia mampiseho hoe tena marary anay izao fiainana izao.
And that comes from having a good relationship with yourself.
Dia izany zavatra izany nefa ny ahatongavan' izany dia hoe manana fifandraisana tsara amin'ny tenanao ianao.
Because I've learned to stand by the grace of God.
Satria izany nianatra hoe hijoro amin'ny alalan'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra.
So I don't have to look for your sympathy.
Dia tsy mila mitady ny ohatrany hoe fitseranareo ahako.
But if the time comes to mourn, we will mourn together.
Kanefa raha ohatra hoe tonga ny fotoana tokony hoe iarahana mitanondrika dia miara mitanondrika tsika.
I don't feel sorry for myself anymore. I used to. I don't so much anymore.
Dia tsy mitsetra tena intsony aho. Izaho taloha nanao an'izany fa izao tsy manao an'izany intsony.
Once I thought nobody loves me.
Nisy fotoana aho nitrotra tsisy mitia anahy mihitsy.
Now I know God loves me and it doesn't matter. After that.
Dia izao fantatro hoe Andriamanitra kay tena tiana dia tsy mampaninona anahako intsony tao aorianan'izay.
The point is, after years of walking with God, you will find that He has done a lot on the inside.
Ny tiana horesahana dia izao hoe rehefa mandeha ny fotoana iarahanao amin'Andriamanitra dia atsikaritra ianao hoe nahatanteraka zavatra vao anatiny tao kay Andriamanitra.
What is your relationship with yourself like?
Ohatrany ahoana ny fifandraisanao amin'ny tenanao?
I've become very happy with who I am, contented, satisfied with my Savior.
Zakwa nan tunga kwe fale amtena kwa kwa afa pua maisa na arde tenoe afa pua kwa amnandremantu.
I want to look at two scriptures.
Andala tsura chamas na nakurunti kutirien.
To get you thinking.
Mba atunga tike yerchesh.
The first one is Psalm 22 verse 6.
Ni voalohany dia Psalm 22:6.
Psalm 22 and verse 6. It says, "But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people."
Psalm 22:6. Ary izao dia olitra fa tsy olona.
That's how some of you feel. You think nobody understands you. You're not a good person, maybe. Or maybe you think you're the only good person and everyone's just mean to you. And things just don't feel right in your soul between you, yourself, and the world. Then let's look at Psalm 139. And verse 14. It says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well."
So
when you stand in front of a mirror,
rehefa mijoro eo anoloan'ny fitaratra ianao,
when you think about yourself,
rehefa mieritreritra ny tenanao ianao,
which is it?
Iza ary le izy?
Are you a worm?
Le olitra ve ianao?
Or are you fearfully and wonderfully made?
Sa ianao le mahatalanjona sy mahatahotra ny nanaovana anao?
Do you look at your face in the mirror and say, "You handsome guy"?
Dia mijery ny endrika eo amin'ny fitaratra ve ianao dia hoy izy ianao tena bogosy be mihitsy ianao?
Oh wow, I look beautiful today. I'm beautiful.
Nainao tena hoe vae tsara tarebe andro any izany tena tsara ka.
Would you look and you think, ah, I hate myself.
Sainao mijery dosis izanao hoe alako mihitsy ny tenako.
When you think about who you are as a person, do you hate your personality? Why am I so shy? Why can I never put words in the right order? Why don't I have that person's gift? You're comparing and you're feeling vulnerably insecure. Most of us live with some measure of self-dissatisfaction and even hatred. We loathe ourselves. I want to tell you something now that's true. Hurt people hurt people. People who are hurt themselves hurt others.
Then Miss Avatatiku tenenamnarewe nyula marata demandata nyava.
When you are broken, you aren't really able to help somebody else be whole.
Reva we turturina putkenawa, tiafakanyanampunyafe nomba we ufen tariz.
A man who is broken can't be the kind of man he should be.
Ni ulla na kraiza we putka simba de tiafaka nu ilay ulla tukunu wizis.
If he's hurting inside,
Rawudiska maracha wanatnyawa,
he's angry with himself and angry with others.
Tfalam tenanis at this tram tenanis at this tram nyaf.
He gets drunk and he despises himself. He doesn't do good to the people around him. He loses his temper because he's not happy on the inside. He's got a bad relationship with himself. Or a woman who thinks she's not beautiful, who gets jealous of anyone else who is, hates the popular girls, and makes sure she speaks things behind their backs and puts them down when she can.
And
is very stingy with any compliments. Hurt people hurt other people. Now here's the incredible thing. Sue and I, we realized that both of us were already quite hurt by the time we were about 20 years old. We didn't know each other yet, but when we were young still, our lives had already inflicted enough pain that we were carrying baggage. In fact, most of our issues begin in childhood. Where we felt bullied or picked on or judged or rejected. So just becoming an adult, you arrive at the start line of this grown-up race. Full of wounds. And you don't even realize you have them. Hurts. Character problems. You're insecure or fearful. Maybe you're distrusting.
na enao otrany tsy mahatoky ny hafa.
Or cynical, you kind of like negative and judgmental.
Na tsara tsara sy otrany hoe tsy mba misy zavatra otrany miiba foana ny zavatra tenenao.
Now as a hurt person, you hurt others without even realizing it.
Ve amma olona maratra anao a dia mandratra ny hafa anao nefa tsy karitra ho kory manao an'izay ane anao.
When I was a young man in the church I was in, I accused my pastor of something.
Tamzako tambola tanora mbola tao amin'ny fiangonana nisy anako tamizany a dia manendrikendrika an'ilay pasteranay nisy zavatra nohatrany nanendrikendrehako anazy.
Out of my own insecurity, I had questioned his leadership.
Amin'ilay hoe tsy fahatokisako tena dia za ohatrany hoe miahiany amin'ny fitarihany.
And I felt in my heart he never understood me.
Dia za mieritreritra any anatin'ny fokany hoe tsy azo mihitsy a.
I was ambitious for promotion. But I wasn't ready. I hadn't realized just the depth of my own brokenness. And I said something bad about him once. When you say something bad about someone, it's because you have a hurt inside you. You're the broken person. You're the person that needs healing. So what happens from there? I believe God actually wants to heal you. Slowly. Sometimes fast, but usually slowly. So where do our hurts, our wounds come from? Our parents. Maybe someone who disappointed us or let us down. People who criticized you or maybe ignored you. Some of our hurts are just there, like our personalities, and maybe we just don't like ourselves. Some people hate their bodies. Or maybe it was when you were waiting and waiting for your father to say something affirming and he never did. Or maybe no matter what you did, you could never please your mother. Maybe she was never happy with you enough. Maybe she never praised you publicly. Maybe you sought affirmation from your spouse and they didn't bring you affirmation. You were hoping to be noticed and nobody noticed you. So what do? We usually put on a facade and we project an image of the person we want others to see, the kind of person we want to be.
But
we hide our weaknesses and our fears. So the hurts, the weaknesses, the fears, we bury them on the inside. And then we feel like a fake, like a fraud. And we're afraid that if people really knew us, they would reject us.
De matahotra betsika raha tena fantatry ny olona tokoa moa iza marina moa de mety ho laviny.
So we live a kind of a double life.
De manomboka miaina fiainana anankiroa samy hafa.
Being one person to everyone else and a different person when we're on our own.
Hoe olon-kafa ianao rehefa eo amason'ny olona rehetrarehetra nefa olon-kafa ianao rehefa ianao rerina eo.
What does that cost us? What's the price tag? What does that cost us?
Inona no sarany izay amintsika?
It costs us intimacy.
Izany dia manjary lasa ohatrany hoe misy sarany ho antsika amin'ilay fifanakekezana akaiky izany.
See, unless someone really knows you, you can't really receive love.
Raha tsy hoe olona tena mahafantatra be anao mihitsy a tsy afaka ny tena hoe andray fitiavana ianao.
And until we learn to become vulnerable, we will reject other people's love.
Dia raha tsy hoe tena mahatsapa tenatsika hoe marefa ho lavitsika ny fitiavan'ny hafa.
So what we're doing is we withhold or hide ourselves.
Dia ny zavatra ataontsika dia azontsika ny tenantsika dia afenintsika.
Because we're afraid if people really knew us, they wouldn't accept us.
Satria tsika matahotra hoe raha tena fantatry ny olona dia tsy ho eken'ny olona.
And the result is exactly the same as the fruit of rejection.
Then vokatry ilay izy dia mitovy amin'ilay hoe vokatry ilay fandavana.
It's isolation and no intimacy.
Lasa ohatrany hoe manoka teny ianao fa tsy misy hoe fifanakekezana mihitsy.
So this is the weird irony of the situation that you're actually suffering what you would suffer if you were rejected.
Dia ny tena mahatsikaiky amin'ilay izy dia izao a mijaly a ny amin'ilay ohatrany hoe fijaliana hijalianao ianao raha ohatra ka tena lavin'ny olona tokoa.
But rather than risk being rejected by people, you've withdrawn behind a wall.
Satria ianao izany matahotra an'ilay hoe ho lavin'ny olona dia iny ianao fa miafina ao ambadikailay rindrina be.
And you only show people part of you, some of you, a fraction of who you really are.
Teny apahanao ihany no asehanao an'ny hafa ny mombamomba kely aminao ihany no asehanao an'ilay hafa.
What can be done about it?
Inona ara ny azontsika ataony amin'izay? Inona ny tokony ataony amin'izany?
There's two places you'll find healing.
Misy toerana anankiroa ahitanao fanasitranana.
You'll find healing in Christ and you'll find healing in His community.
Ahita fanasitranana ianao ao amin'i Kristy ary ahita fanasitranana ianao eo amin'ny fiarahamonina.
If this deepest need that we carry is actually to be known and accepted for who we are,
raha ohatra ity zavatra lalina hoentintsika ity dia le mba hoe mba ho fantatra sy mba ho ekena maisika antsika.
Now, our biggest fear is that if people really knew us, they'd reject us.
Satria le hoe tahotra angeza be ananantsika le hoe raha tena fantatry ny olona dia ho lavin'ny olona.
I believe that we can actually be emotionally healthy.
Izaho mino mihitsy hoe afaka ny ho salama tsara ara-petse-po sika.
But only in Jesus.
Fa ao amin'i Jesosy ihany no ahitantsika an'izay.
Only through understanding the gospel.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fahazahoantsika tsara ny filazantsara ihany.
And you'll truly experience it in a gospel community.
Ary dia ho afaka ny andraitraika efa ny amin'izany ianao eo amin'ny fiarahamonina izay tena hoe anjakan'ny filazantsara tokoa.
I was reading a book on emotional healing many years ago.
Tona maro lasa izay namaky boky ako mikasika an'le hoe fanasitranana amin'ny resaka fihetsepo.
And there was a beautiful story.
Dia nisy tantara nafinaritra be.
A girl was at school, maybe high school.
Dia nisy vehivavy tovovavy anankiray tany am-pianarana mety tany amin'ny lise angamba.
And she got hurt emotionally in an event that took place.
Dia naratra ara-petse-po izy tamin'ny zava-nitranga anankiray.
Just at the age where girls care about boys.
Le tamin'ilay taona le mahatonga le rehefa le ankizy vavy manomboka ohatrany hoe taratara amin'ny lehilahy.
She was at one part of the classroom and she saw two boys go to her desk.
Dia izy tany amin'ny klasy anankiray a dia nahita ankizy lahy anankiroa izy nakeo amin'ny tovolahy anankiroa izy nakeo amin'ny latabany.
they took a pen and wrote on her book.
And
she got all excited because they were showing an interest in her. Wondering what would they say, what would they write. And so after they went back somewhere else to their seats, or you know, time passed, she went back to her seat and she was very excited to see what was written. And the one boy had written, "She's mad." The other one wrote, "She's fat." And it broke her heart. She felt so rejected that years later she still couldn't open her heart to people.
And
some children grow up without the affection of one of their parents. And years into their marriage, they can't receive the affection of their spouse because they closed their heart because of the pain. And now they don't even know, but their life is missing a whole big part of the joy they should be enjoying. So that girl in the story, she went to go and get some counseling, looking for healing. And in prayer, with the counselor, they prayed to ask Jesus, where was he in that painful moment? Where were you, Jesus, when I was suffering? And she had a picture in her mind. Now, while she was praying, she saw that classroom scene again. And she saw Jesus in the room. And after the boys went and wrote in the book, he went and wrote in the book. And in this prayer, she was imagining, Jesus, where were you? She went back to that place of her hurt and she read again what was written. She's mad. She's fat. She's mine. That's what she saw. And she found her healing when she heard what Jesus thought of her. There's no biblical formula for doing inner healing ministry. You don't always have to go back to your past and imagine where Jesus was. But there is a truth here that's worth considering. And it's this: Jesus does in fact have an opinion about you.
And
it's important that you hear from him by the Holy Spirit. However, whichever way he chooses to tell you what he thinks about you, it's imperative, it's vitally important that you hear from God what he thinks of you.
And
you can't hide from God. Your facades don't work. The walls you've closed your heart in, he walks right through.
You
can't pretend with God. Like Jeremiah 23 says, can anyone hide in secret places so that I can't see him? The answer is no. You can't hide away from God. In Psalm 139, David writes that, God, you have searched me and you know me. In your sin. In your skin. In your personality. God knows you. He's seen you. All of you. Your worst day.
Your
biggest fear. If you hate yourself, he's seen you hating yourself. When your pride comes big and you mean to someone else and arrogant, he's seen those moments. What you have to ask is, what has God seen and what does he think? In the story of Gideon, Israel was oppressed by the Midianites. Gideon was hiding away, and he was busy threshing some wheat in a wine press. And an angel appeared to him. And the angel said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. You know what he responded? When God said you need to stand up, you need to lead my people, he said, no, I'm the smallest guy in my family. My family is the smallest family in the tribe. And our tribe is the smallest tribe in Israel. I'm tiny, I'm weak, I'm insignificant. And that's you in your hurting, in your brokenness, in your vulnerability. And God comes and he says, God is with you, mighty warrior. When you hear God say that to you, first you object, you argue with God and say he's wrong. You don't know me, God. They won't listen to me. I'm not capable. I don't know enough. I'm too small. I'm not old enough. I don't have the status I need. I'm not rich enough. I don't have any influence. I'm just a child. I can't speak. Those are all the excuses. Moses made them. Timothy was doing that and Paul had to correct him. When God comes, He speaks. And He speaks a word of affirmation. He comes with a word of, I am with you. And then He defines you. By what He sees. Your potential. Your future. Your true calling. And none of that depends on your own strength. When David was being chosen, It's in 1 Samuel
16.
What happens is interesting. Samuel is there to anoint the future king. And so Jesse, who's David's father, he's told to bring all the sons to line them up. The first one comes. He's like the oldest, maybe he's the big strongest one. And even Samuel looks at him and sees him coming and says, surely this is the guy. Captain Awesome, whatever his name.
Captain Bogos.
So God says to Samuel, no, not that one. Not that one. And then there's this interesting thing it tells us. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So God says, no, not that one. You're looking on the outside. You're looking at how big and strong He is. David is known as a man after God's heart. David was so insignificant in the eyes of man that he wasn't even put in the lineup. Samuel gets to the end of the line. And God says, no, 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 no. And it's like, he turns to Jesse, have we run out of sons? Oh yeah, there's the other little runt, the guy that's tending the sheep. Actually, he was a handsome guy.
Rantena ese lui scupo cosa?
It says that later.
Fulazana orina rina kelio
tsareis. Fit and healthy.
Este na matanza ka matanza ka tsare sa di salama tsar.
But he was so insignificant that they forgot him looking after the sheep.
So what and relevetsin tsin renestena dino arizwe ise neni andund.
And you may feel insignificant and like you've been forgotten by people.
Metier tetra noe nole tsin tsinna adin nulle now.
But God comes and he finds you and he says, you're the one.
Te andremanda neva tunga mtate no temtene ye nonele ize.
And that's what the gospel is.
Sanengena ton filasantsare.
It's the call of God that you have been chosen by him.
Wela yantsu andremanda we ye now ane de na no fidini.
And he chooses you in spite of who you are. You can be the weakest one. It doesn't matter. You can be the sinful one. You can be the broken, hurting one. And God says, I'm choosing you to be mine. And everyone else can say you're mad and you're fat, but he says you're
mine.
And he takes a hold of you and he gives you what you your deepest longing is. It's acceptance, approval.
He
loves you with unconditional love. And as a perfect parent, he takes you in his arms. And he says, you will always belong to me. And you find that acceptance that you've been longing for your whole life. Once you begin to understand the acceptance of God in the gospel, that great fear of rejection just begins to get smaller and smaller and smaller.
And
fear of rejection, fear of failure. Eventually you'll be standing with Paul and saying, what can man do to me? If God be for us, who can be against us? And when we as a Christian community, when we understand the gospel, then we who've received this acceptance from God begin to practice it toward others. Someone comes and they share something with you. It's a bit of vulnerability. They tell you something a bit deeper about them.
We
never humiliate them. We never shame them. We never threaten rejection anymore. Because God accepted us as we were. And he says he will never reject us. So what happens if somebody who's hurting, or maybe they even have a weakness in an area where sin is messing with their lives, and they come and they confess it to me. There's no place for shaming in that moment.
anovana an'izay mampahamenatra an'ilay olona amin'izay fotoana izay.
You find acceptance and forgiveness.
Fa mahita ianao a fanekena sy famelan-keloka.
And what we do in a community that reflects Christ.
Dia ny zavatra ataontsika eo anatin'ilay fiarahamonina hoe maneho taratra an'i Kristy a.
Is we guard the confidences that people put in us. When someone shares something with us, we never ever tell anyone else.
De azuntsika arovatsika le confidence na hoe le zavatra izay napetraka le olona tao amintsika, tsy hoe andeha hotsikeraina tatarainana any amin'ny olona hafa.
We don't react like, oh, that's terrible, you're such a horrible person.
Ai tena zavatra tena olon-dratsy mihitsy anao.
No, we know who we are and Christ accepted us. So we take that trust of that person's vulnerability. They're entrusting you with their heart.
Kisana na petraka le olona taminao tamin'izay zavatra mamparefo anazay a tena hoe nametraka fitokisana tao amin'ny fonao izy.
What a great honor.
Tena hoe vonahitra lehibe a.
That someone would tell you something about their own weaknesses.
Hoe zany hoe misy olona hitantara aminao na hiteny aminao a momba ny zavatra mamparefo azy na mampalemy azy.
And we steward that knowledge very well.
Dia tena hoe karakaraintsika tsara izany fahalalana izany.
We protect that person.
Arovatsika le olona.
We love them the way Christ loves them.
Dia hitiavantsika tahaka ny fomba hitiavan'i Kristy azy izay olona izay.
That's why gossip is so destructive in a community.
Izany nge mampatonga an'le hoe resaka fosafosa tena manimba zavatra mihitsy ao anatin'ny fiarahamonina.
It actively hurts us.
Tena hoe mandratra tsika izany.
Because it tells people you can't trust. And if you can't trust, you can't share. If you can't share that inner part of you, you can't be vulnerable or intimate. In a gospel community, there's no place for rumor and gossip.
Ao amin'ny fiarahamonina anjakan'ny filazantsara dia tsy tokony hisy an'izany hoe fosafosa hijanonao.
But there's a place for truth and the active protection of the vulnerability involved.
Fa misy kosa nefa toeran'ny fahamarinana sy hoe tena hoe fiarovana tsara amin'ny izay faharefony izay olona izay.
If you tell God, this is who I am. You come to Him just as you are. He will accept you.
And
you receive this great healing when you realize that He won't reject you even though you are you.
Dia azo an'le fanasitranana goavana ianao a rehefa fantatra hoe tsy ho lavina ianao rehefa hanantona azy a na dia fantatra ary hoe io ianao io mahainao anao io le manantona.
Now we as a gospel community begin to live like that.
Dia isika fiarahamonina anjakan'ny filazantsara manomboka miaina tahaka an'izany.
In that sense, it's actually to your glory to be able to disclose your weaknesses. Not to everyone, but to a few trusted people who have that kind of relationship with you where there is that bridge.
Izany hoe rehefa manana olona tena hoe tena manakaiky anao ianao a akaiky anao ianao dia izay no izaranao an'le mampalemy anao.
I'm not saying you should go and tell everybody all your faults.
Tsy hoe akory za ko akory tsy miteny mandana tantarao amin'ny olona daholo ny fahadisoanao rehetrarehetra.
But you need to get honest with someone about your faults.
Fa tokony ianao a hitsotra marina amin'ny olona anankiray hoe izao ny fahadisoanao ohatra.
Who is that person? It could be your spouse if you have a good marriage. Or maybe it's a trustworthy friend. Doesn't have to be a pastor.
pastor.
But another Christian who you can show yourself fears and failures. And then they will come and accept you and say, I love you as a friend exactly as you are. Someone once came to me recently and he sat down and he was in tears and he started to talk about pornography in his life. You will never know who he was. Never. Probably not even in heaven. He was completely safe. In his honesty, when he opened up this issue, I didn't start moralizing, didn't tell him what was right and what was wrong. I got tears in my eyes. I said, thank you for trusting me to know this about you. What an honor for me to know you. You are welcome with me. I'll walk with you. I will not condemn you. Because when I've confessed my sins to Jesus, he said, you're welcome with me. I'll walk with you. I won't condemn you. This is what a gospel community does. We build relationships where we can open our lives. Carefully. But if we don't, we won't find that healing, that acceptance, that freedom. So I do honestly believe that you can grow massively in your as your emotional person, in your relationship with yourself. You finally start to realize God didn't make a mistake when he made you. You're exactly who he wanted. And you'll always be accepted. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, won't you minister into hearts here? It's so difficult to be open or to be honest. Let's be honest with you, God, because you can see right through us. And then, Father, won't you help each one of us to find one other person in life with whom we can be completely honest. Won't you heal us, Lord? In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.